Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? This is your host, brother. This is your host, Brother Carson. I almost dropped my phone just then. we here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Mad Dash Radio. You can catch us here every Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Again, blogtalkradio.com/maddads. Today we got an interesting topic. I know a lot of people might, you know, we might step on a lot of toes with this one, but here at Blog Talk Radio, here on Mad Dads Radio, we got to tell the truth. We got to talk about the truth here. So, but we want to talk about why we are lacking unity in the black community. There are many ways that we can step up our game when it comes to having a revolutionary effect in our community. We are losing. We're losing our kids. We're losing our health. We're losing everything, our streets. We're losing everything, and we have to win. And the only way we can do that is if we have unity in our community. We just had a young brother just passed recently. Goes by the name of Chris, and we're going to have a vigil for him. I want everybody to make sure that you pray for the family of Chris and, you know, make sure that his blessings is blessings and God's blessings for him and his family, and hope that he made right decisions to see the Lord, you know, because we are losing. We can't be losing the battle, you know, against our souls. We can't lose the battle, you know, for our souls against the streets, against the enemy, because he seems to be winning, and it's all because we're not chain linked up. We're not unified as a community, and I'm not just talking about black people. I'm talking about our community here. You know, we have way too many things going on to not, you know, we got too many things going on. We have to fight it, and we have to be fighting it together and not alone, because single-handedly we will lose one by one. So I definitely want to hear from you, you know, those who are listening out there every week. I want to hear from you, because I don't want to just, you know, babble on and talk about this subject here. I want people to actually come on here. So if you are listening and you want to add your 2 cents, because they are valuable, please call 1-347-215-9262. Again, our call-in number is 1-347-215-9262. My boss, president and founder VJ Smith, stated that people got mad at Bill Cosby not so long ago because he made a statement that black folks are not doing their job when it comes to parenting. Now, I can't understand why some people would have the nerve to get mad, because I'm seeing exactly what he's talking about. I be on buses and I can see, you know, I mentioned this before, but parents cussing out their child, like, you know, like the child was a stranger, and we can't have that. You know, we can't have that kind of thing going on with our children. We have to be parents. Whatever happened to being parents, you know, and we're not doing our job, you know, but we're going to talk more about that next week. But I just want to understand why we can't be unified in our community. Why we can't have all of us unanimously fight for a common cause, because Lord knows that if we can be fooled long enough, we can definitely be losing long enough. And, you know, we just got to change that. You know, we hate on each other too many times. We're not supposed to hate on each other. You know, we might have somebody hating you, but you're not supposed to ever hate back. You're supposed to love. Let the person hate you, but you love back. You know, if you have to fight, you fight with love. You don't fight with hate. Hatred is not going to get us nowhere but more hatred and more turmoil and more problems, you know what I mean, more issues. We can't do that. We cannot afford to do that. We can only fight with love, so then we can be unified somewhere down the line if we had a disagreement. You know, one of our biggest problems right now in our community is drugs. we got a bunch of drug dealers, we got a bunch of gang members and everything, and it's affecting our youth. Our youth is out here doing this stuff. And one thing that we're not doing is we're not unified as companies to come together, or, you know, to politicians to come together and to talk about this common, you know, cause, this whole situation we got here. You know, we got to fight it. We got to fight it. So I definitely want to hear from you, anyone out there who's listening in, and just let me know what you feel about it. The situation here. Just give me a call here at 1-347-215-9262. But yeah, you know, we got a caller on the line. Caller with the 7184 number. Caller, who is this? This is Mad Dash Radio.
Hello, this is DJ in?
VJ is not here, but who are you, sir?
This is Aaron, one of his friends, fellow friend. They coming to call today.
Okay. All right, sir. We're talking about lacking unity in the black community, sir. I want to hear your two cents about it. How do you feel about that statement, where we are losing in this whole battle because we are lacking unity?
I feel like it is not right, though, because people should not be doing none of this stuff. Speaking on the 14th.
Right.
Can I call you right back? Can I call back?
Yes, sir. You can definitely call back.
Okay. I'll call right back.
All right. We are. He mentioned that he doesn't think it's right, which is perfectly fine. I want to hear from you guys. You know, some people feel like we are doing a lot, and we are doing a lot. Don't get me wrong. We are doing a lot to fight this enemy we have going on in the streets, you know. We're doing a lot, but are we doing enough, and are we doing it unified is the question. That's the question. We have a few people right now that's petitioning to change West Broadway into Martin Luther King Drive. Now, are we going to be unified and sign this petition, or are we going to play no part of it and play that dumb role, I don't know nothing, I don't see nothing role? Because we seem to do that really well. You know, one thing I can think about is this whole no snitching movement that's been going on for a while. You know, why would snitching be a bad idea? Especially if someone is killed and somebody has information about who might have done it or who've done it. You know, if your little brother or if your family member or if your loved one or whoever was to get hurt, how would you feel about that? Would you want somebody to know information about that, you know? So, Aaron, it's good to have you back on air, sir. My previous question was, how do you feel about the statement that we are lacking unity in our own community?
This ain't Aaron. This is Nick.
Oh, how's it going?
How are you going?
All right, I'm doing good. So did you hear the question?
No, repeat it for me.
How do you feel about the statement that we are lacking unity in our black community?
How do I feel about it?
Yes, ma'am.
I feel bad.
Okay, you want to elaborate for us?
I don't know. I was just supposed to be calling to see about the job.
Okay, well, this is Blog Talk Radio. This is not the correct line to be calling for that. This is Mad Dads, however, but this is a live airing broadcast radio show right now.
Okay.
Okay.
I got this number from one of your workers downtown. So they're giving the wrong information.
Well, did you read the paper?
They just gave me a piece of paper and said, call this and ask for Alex.
Yeah, this is, my name is Alex, Brother Carson from Blog Talk Radio here, Mad Dad.
Oh, okay.
Why don't
you make sure Aaron fall back, because he needs to elaborate on that one.
Okay, now, you have a blessed day now.
You too.
All right. So, Aaron, you right there? All right, so, we got some callers calling in for the wrong thing, getting confused. I do apologize for that. But
what I was mentioning before was, you know, we are doing things, you know, but it takes a team. We can't do it by ourselves. It takes a team. You know, we got a bunch of scrambling organizations out there, and we have Mad Dads, and we have everything else out there, but we have to unify. You know, there's a division going on. Why do we have a division going on within these companies? We are all fighting for one common goal. So why can't we be unified for this goal? You know, why can't people stop being so fussy, stop being mad about this company because this company is doing this, that company. If the company is crooked, fine, they're crooked. But you find someone that's doing what they're supposed to be doing, and you have that person or that company to help you do the same thing so that you can become stronger and bigger and better. You know, we have too much going on, especially with officers. You know, if there's police brutality, then speak up. Say something about it. You know what I mean? We got two callers on the line here. Caller with the 2165 number, who's this?
Hey, Alex, how you doing today?
How you doing? It's the co-host, Gil Bagger. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great. Truly blessed by the best.
That's right. Yeah. And I also want to acknowledge the another caller with the 4156 number. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
We're doing great. How you doing, Miss Lanita?
I am marvelous. Highly favored by the best.
That's right. That's right. So our topic today is lacking unity in our black community. I want to talk to Gil first about this one. Gil, how do you feel about that statement that we are lacking unity in the black community?
Well, that's been an apparent problem that we've had as a community for years, Alex.
Right.
You know, the lack of unification really comes from the lack of respect that we have for ourselves. You know. It seems like, you know, if you can, you know, just go through the demographics, man, you know, of the language change that has occurred in our community, you know, where our communities have become the hood, you know,
right,
and our homes have become cribs, you know, and our children have become thugs and gangsters, you know what I'm saying? Once you take once you devalue a person, you devalue a whole community, you know? You start calling people, you know, pops, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You start disrespecting and stuff and saying, you know, the very fiber, you know what I'm saying, of our family unit, you know what I'm saying? Because the family unit are the building blocks of the community.
Right.
So we lay up, you know what I'm saying, and we start disrespecting ourselves, you know what I'm saying, and we start de-appreciating, you know what I'm saying, not only our property values and stuff, you know what I'm saying, we start de-appreciating ourselves as a people, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not just putting this here on just a racial level and stuff, I'm putting this here on as a humanitarian level, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Once you lay up here and you start taking the respect of the foundation of family, then you start allowing yourself to lay up here, you know what I'm saying, and be able to throw trash on your streets. You be able to lay up here, you know what I'm saying, and park junk cars on your street. You be able to lay up here, you know what I'm saying, and deface the value by spray painting on the walls and stuff like that, walking over people's grasses and things like that, not using the sidewalk. You know what I'm saying? You know, these are the small things that we do to lay up here, you know what I'm saying, and depreciate our community.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, and I totally agree with that. And Ms. Lanita, how you feel about that?
Ms. Becky kind of said it all. But I'm in agreement. Once a person, but I was being labeled a lot.
Yeah.
And it's time for us to come out of that labelment, you know. My Bible tells me that we can do all things through Christ Jesus that gives us strength. But nobody wants to put in the work. And the Bible also says faith without works are dead. So if you don't have any faith in what you're doing and put the work in to the faith that you're supposed to have, then, you know, it's no good. And when we're coming together, when you're talking about community, we're not talking about an individual. We're talking about a whole pack of people, all kind of people. Just like Gil said, we're not talking about just the one person in this. We're talking about the blacks, the whites, the Mexicans, the Somalians, whoever is in the community. But the whole thing is nobody wants to come together as one. Everybody wants to do their own thing. You know, this is mine, this is yours, this is mine, this is mine. It's all about me, 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 me. There's no community anymore because there's no unity.
I'm in total agreement
with all that.
Definitely.
But when we learn...
I was going to say, you mentioned it, and I think that's totally it. I think our community just lost faith, you know, and that's it. We lost faith in ourselves, like Gil mentioned, and you mentioned, and we lost faith in what we can do, especially with the word. We lost faith in the word.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and Alex, you know, another point that has to be emphasized is that, you know, the structure of our communities has really, really deteriorated. You know, we're having children giving birth to children. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of children and stuff have not had the same form of upbringing. And I'm not to knock anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just that we got to start calling spades in our community. Because for a long time as a community, we've allowed things to exist. You know what I'm saying? And it come into existence through our acceptance, through our inactivity. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people say, well, that's not my business. I'm not going to get involved in that. Well, I come from a time that when you lived on a block, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Everybody on that block was responsible for everybody else's kid. Because if my mother seen one of my friends doing something stupid, she would automatically not only check my friend at that time and lay up there and make him stop what he was doing, you know what I'm saying, but would also call that kid's parents and inform him what she seen him doing, you know what I'm saying, and he was held accountable on both sides and both ends of the block.
That's
you know what I'm saying? And but now we're allowing, you know, this separatism to come off into our communities where people are saying, well, I don't want you telling my kid nothing. I don't want you to lay up here and get in my business and all these type of things and stuff like this here and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And these things here, you know what I'm saying, are what children listen to. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And our children mimic what we do, our behavior, our mannerisms and stuff, you know what I'm saying, our speeches. You know what I'm saying? The way that we talk to each other, the way that we communicate, the nonverbal gesturing that we do and stuff, you know what I'm saying, and power struggling in our communities and stuff. Kids and stuff, you know what I'm saying, at early at the ages of 3 years old, sometimes 2 years old, they mimic what we do. You know what I'm saying? And they take these nonverbal communications and stuff as permission. You know what I'm saying? To be as destructive as they can, because you can walk down the street and you can see a lot of our young sisters and stuff, you know what I'm saying, and young ladies with these young children and stuff, and they have the kids eating they potato chips and other little old, you know, goodies they be giving their kids, and the kids just throw the stuff right on the floor. It's right on the ground. You know what I'm saying? In front of your home and everything. A property owner come out to say, hey, you know what I'm saying, will you pick that up? All of a sudden it becomes a verbal confrontation between the owner and the person that lives on the block. You know what I'm saying? And then we have to realize, too, and stuff, and saying that we've become a renting society. You know what I'm saying? Before, we used to own our properties. You know what I'm saying? We used to own our home and stuff like this. Now we have foreign people coming in and stuff and saying, when I mean by foreign, I'm talking about people who have not originated from this community. They come inside the community and they become temporary renters. You know what I'm saying? And so my property is not as valuable to you as it is to me. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Right. And you know, that's absolutely true. And I was mentioning this before, that our community is, We are continuously glorifying the negativity. Like I was mentioning, the no snitching movement that they had few years ago, Miss Lenita, that they wanted people to stop what they call snitching. Now, my point was if someone got hurt or maybe even got killed, you know, Lord forbid, and you might have some information about that, it will bring that family who's hurting, who's grieving, justice if you can inform the law, the legal system about what happened, you know, so that this person can get off the streets and possibly can get some help, you know, once they get apprehended. You know, we have to tell the police what happened if someone gets hurt, especially if we know about it. Wouldn't you agree so, Ms. Lenita?
I would definitely agree with that, Mr. Alex. But the thing about it is, just like Mr. Baker said, it's like Gil said, that people don't want to get involved no more. It's like a no-win situation with us. And I'm just going to lay it on the line about us as being, I'm a female African-American, female.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like this, you know, I'm just speaking to the other African-American females out there, or the brothers too, however you want to take it. My people are some people. This is to y'all. Stop hating on one another.
Right.
Stop this stuff about I'm better than you, you better than me. We are no better than each other. I have a rule in my saying that each one teach one. Now, if we were to continue to do this rule, we wouldn't have our kids would not be in school looking stupid, acting stupid, and being stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So stupid is a stupid does.
Exactly.
And if they see you acting stupid, then they gonna act stupid. But see, I'm tired of this because, see, we can break these generational curses now.
Right.
We can break them now. Yes, tell
right.
the policeman. Yes, tell, I wouldn't go so far to tell the person because the Bible says vengeance is mine, says the Lord. But
right.
if the police officer comes to you and asks you something about a situation, yeah,
mm-hmm.
tell them.
Right.
But I wouldn't go as far, Brother Alex, to tell the person itself because some people have a vengeance code, you know, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Well, what you do unto me, I'm going to do unto you. No, that's what we pay
uh-huh.
taxes for, y'all. That's what the policemen are out here for, to reinforce
right.
the law. But if we're going
right.
to take the law into our own hands, then boom. And then
right.
when the policemen come and they wonder why they get beat out and they get beat out and they get beat out, well, heck, it's because you just took the law into your own hands and you're not trying to do what thus says the Lord. You're trying to do what thus says Tom, Dick, Harry, Leroy, Smith, James, John, or whomever.
Right.
So
right.
we got
Absolutely.
To come, we got to come, number one, to know who we are as a people.
Right.
My props go out to these Mexicans, to the Somalians, and to everybody else that comes over here to the United States of America that's supposed to be
mm-hmm.
our country. But what do they
right.
do? They have taken over our communities because they know how to stick together.
Right, exactly.
So
and
what they do,
sticking
so they,
together.
So wait a minute, Brother Alex. So what they do, the few blacks that are on the block, that a few whites that are on the block, they move them out because
right.
they sticking together as a community.
Exactly, and I want to acknowledge the caller who just called in with the 4292, I mean with the 4294 number here. Caller, this is Mad Ass Radio. Who's this?
Hey, how you doing, Alex? This is Damien Rice. How you doing today?
How you doing, Damien? I'm doing great, sir. How you doing?
All right, I'm truly blessed. What's the topic for today?
Well, we lack in unity in the black community. We just want to talk more about that. Me, Miss Lenita, and Gil are actually talking about it, sir. I want to hear your two cents about that. How do you feel that we are lacking unity in our community?
Well, you know, we're lacking that in the community because we have been misinformed by misinformed people. You know, if
mm-hmm.
you go back to the days, like when our grandparents brought us up and stuff, you know, about respecting our elders, respecting our seniors, and respecting
right.
the children. If we go back to that, you know, I mean, it was times, you know, when I was coming, when I was doing the stuff that I was doing on the street, and we see Miss Johnson coming down the street, and everybody would stop what they're doing, put the cigarettes out, put the bottles down. That was Miss Johnson, you know, and we wouldn't let nobody disrespect her. See, but it ain't got to the point now that people don't care because people are out there hurting. You know what I mean? So it's about time now that we get back and just help people. People need help out here, you know, and it's, and we see it every day, you know, and if people are crying out for help, but then, like I said, they've been misinformed by misinformed people. You have a lot of people that's promising, people that's hurting stuff, and when they come for the help, it's not there. And that's one thing that I'm so proud about Mad Dads. Mad Dads help people. If you show up, we'll show out. We're not going to let no doors shut on them. We're going to get the doors open for them, especially with people that partnership with us. They hold they hold us up to what we do, and we hold them up what they do. And when we ask them that we got somebody that needs some help, they show up and they show out.
That's right. That's right. And that's what I'm talking about. I think we should just, you know, like you mentioned before, we have partners, you know what I mean? And how come our community cannot partner up like how these organizations partner up? You know, and that's the thing, because we're trying to do everything by ourselves. In the meantime, we're hating on each other. We are, you know, we're stabbing each other behind, you know, we're talking about each other behind our backs and stuff like that. We're doing things, you know, mischievously. You know, we're not informing the cops when crime is going on. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous things going on. I'm going to have to put somebody on mute for right now. Gil, Ms. Lanier, I'll come right back to you guys, but you can still listen in. You'll be able to hear everything. This is Mad Dad here on Blog Talk Radio here. Caller with the 0271 number, who is this?
Yes, sir. This is VJ Smith with the Minneapolis Mad Dads. And I just want to say, you know, when you talk about the lack of unity in the black community, it's been a sickness that we've had for a very long time. It's been a slow-rising disease that has been tearing apart the fabric of our community. I mean, the division goes way back to when African-Americans were Republicans, back to way back when light skins were against dark skins, way back to when we used to believe that if you didn't have the right income, that you weren't the right kind of person, if you're not part of the Mega Phi Kappa, if you're not a part of sorority or fraternity, if you're not a part, if you're not a card-carrying member of the NAACP, if you don't have the kind of income that you need, then you're not the right kind of citizen. It's always been about division in our community. And one thing that happened in the 60s is that we all came together and we fought. The one thing that happened for the Panthers believed that they could do it. And even some good white folks got behind the Black Panthers and made them strong, put money in their positions, put money in their organizations, and helped them get to where they got today. This is important work that we have to remember, that we can't stop now. There's no way that we can stop and look back now and hurt each other and talk bad about each other. That's why it's important that we don't talk bad about each other, but we support each other. That's why it's important that we lift each other up. I've got something that I got to put you on mute for a second, but I want you just to marinate on that. I want you to talk about that right now. I want to talk about steps of moving forward. I want to talk about how we take our nation back, how we take our community back, how we just take our block back. How do we get Christopher's killer, the man that killed him, how can he shoot him and dump him out of a car and people all around see it and nobody gets a license plate number? How can that happen in our community? It would never happen in Edina. It would never happen in the suburbs. So when you talk of lack of unity, even when it comes to homicide, we're not unified.
That's right, you know what I mean? And, I mean, someone has to see something, you know what I mean? And for those who are listening, understand that when we say take our community back, we're not talking about away from other race or anything like that. We are simply saying take it back as far as having it be our community that we take care of and cultivate. Caller, this is Mad Dads Radio. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi. This is Mad Dads Radio. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Please pardon my voice.
no problem.
Just sitting here. Yeah, just sitting here listening a little bit. I'm trying to be as positive as possible. I just want to quickly say that I hear people say, oh, we're talking about each other. Well, every other race and culture talks about each other, too. That is not your problem. That is not the real nitty-gritty of the problem. I heard someone mention the Black Panther and, you know, there's white people backing them. Yeah, Black Panther was good, but they are, where are they? At least the old ones, where are they? You know, they self-destruct. I mean, and I believe that's the, and they did. I believe that Huey P. Newton self-destruct. Majority of them did. Mm-hmm. I believe that's the key word right there. You self-destruct. There's nothing you can do for the community. If people don't want to do it themselves, if they don't want to stop the crime, it's not going to be stopped. They all band together to have a block party, but they won't band together to see who's doing all the crime and selling the drugs. I'm to that point now. I listen to even people on Blog Talk, and not this show. This is my first time listening to this show. But just shows in general, there's nothing that can be done. I thank you and I respect you. You sound fairly young. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 22 years old.
Really? Damn, you're older than me. Yes. You're older than me. I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
You said you're young. You're ambitious.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you're in college. It's about you. Do you see what I'm saying? And you can always go back if you're not. It is about you personally. You can't save everybody, baby. You can't.
Right.
I've had the same thoughts as you. But I'm honestly, to be perfectly honest with you, the truth hurts.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing you can do. Yeah. I want you sound like a good guy. You sound like you're conscious enough of yourself that you're even having topics like this. But to be perfectly honest with you, I don't think that there's a solution. That you're not God, and I'm not God. There's nothing anybody can do.
Mm-hmm.
You sound like a sweetheart. Well, you really do.
Well, I just want to comment on that. What's your name now?
You can call me Oh No. That's my name on, like, Blog Talk.
Okay.
Hey, I want to say, can I say something about Oh No? I want to just thank her for calling. Oh No, that's great. You know, Alex has been working with us for a while, and he's came through a lot of challenges, and I thank you for giving him acknowledgement because he's really a great young man. He's doing some great things.
Yeah.
But what we have decided to do, and what we've decided to do with him is the one thing that happened for me is when I decided that I wanted to try to change our community, the elders really didn't give me what I needed. And so what I decided to do was pour everything I have into people like Alex so they can get it. And the one thing I think we can do, is that if the elders will spend more time empowering our young people, I think we can bring our unity back. But we have to stop being selfish with everything that we learn and go into the grave with all our wisdom and knowledge. And we have to take our kids like Alex that are really fresh and want it, and the young people like you, and show you how to do it. Because if we all come together, we can do it.
Let me tell you something. If I can just add on, I personally believe that either you have it or you don't. Either you have it in you to strive for better, or you don't. Because there's some young people out there that's my age. They don't want to hear it. If you did come to them with anything, they would tell you, "Don't preach to me." So I mean, and it's just the fact you can't help everybody. The ones who can take it and accept it and use everything for the positive, yeah. But like you know, myself or him, but as far as just going out and thinking you can save a whole community, you can't do that. I would, like you said, I appreciate the fact that you target and you notice, because I was surprised that he was actually this young, but and talking like this. But I appreciate that, and I notice that he's a good guy. I really
and I appreciate the comment. I just wanted to say real quick.
The reason why Alex is on Blog Talk Radio is because I wanted him and my brother to be the host, Brother Gil, because I want to start passing things down. I want to start giving things down. And I really believe it's young ladies like you that give people that stimulation and say, look, think about this. Think about this. Because if you believe that you can't change something, then work hard to do it. People said we couldn't do Mad Dads. People said this wouldn't happen. And so we have to, if we believe in something, this is your dream, you follow through with it. And I want to help everybody get their dream that I can while I'm alive. So thank you once again, Oh No, for your call, okay?
You're very welcome.
And I also wanted to comment that obviously we cannot help everyone. That's a given. That's already obvious. You know what I mean? Our thing here, especially with Mad Dads, is to go after community. Now, we believe that we can save a community, and what I mean by that is that we can definitely change it over because it is proven. Communities have changed over because of people fighting. Now, you mentioned Huey P. Newton and the Black Panthers and things like that. Yeah, they self-destruct because, again, there was a unity that was lacking in that. There's a group of people, and then there wasn't a participation. There was a community holding in. And even then, they have to stop, and they have to wither off because people get old, people die, people have to stop. Now, with Mad Dads, what we have to do, and it's not just Mad Dads, but it's other companies, it's people in the community. Because I can tell you, first off, people do want the community to change. People do want our children to stop dying. People do want people to stop slaying crack in front of their houses. The community does want change. Now, our question is, how do we go about this change? How do we help change the community? And more importantly, how can we get those who are afraid to get involved with changing the community? So it's not impossible to change over a community because it has happened before.
I don't think that people are afraid to change their community. I don't think that at all. I think that, I mean, they're comfortable living in it the way it is. There's nothing you can do to change that mentality. That's what it is. And that's what I want to convey to you, because I know for a fact I've observed it. I've listened. I've watched. I'm trying to get to you to understand, yeah, I like what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. I love what you're saying, okay? But I was thinking just like you, and I had to realize, I had to look at the reality of the situation.
What's your blog name again? Oh No.
Yes, sir. Oh No 123.
Okay, Oh No 123. I understand exactly what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? But like acceptance to a negative, you know what I'm saying? You know, that is unacceptable to us today. You know what I'm saying? See, it's more of us who want to improve our neighborhoods than those who are willing to destroy the neighborhood.
Now,
when you lay up here, you know what I'm saying, and we bring up the Black Panthers, you know what I'm saying? See, what we have to do, we have to bring up the philosophy, you know what I'm saying? You know, what was the grounding forces that was going to lay up here and bring about unification in our community? You know? So, like, when we talk about unification, you know what I'm saying, we got to be talking about all the community being on one accord. You know what I'm saying? So, and when you be talking about one accord and stuff, you know, we're not talking about everybody trying to be a leader, everybody trying to be a teacher, everybody trying to be a parent. That's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? What we're talking about on our unification of and taking back our communities and stuff, you're saying, is everybody empowering everybody to stay within their lane, doing what they have to do in order to bring about the greater good for the community. You know? See, because like when you lay up here and we start talking about politics, when we start talking about other agendas and stuff, saying, not related to our communities and stuff, that's when we start fouling and tripping each other up. You know, because just like my personal opinion is that when we took prayer out of schools, you know what I'm saying, we did a very wrong thing. You know?
I don't think so.
When we took prayer out of school, you know what I'm saying, and stopped our children from acknowledging a higher power, something higher than them. You know what I'm saying? And we start stressing their individualism. You know what I'm saying? And we was teaching kids that it was all right for them to lay up here and just explode with uncontrolled reaction and emotionalism and stuff like this here, bringing these things outside home. Like, we know, like, at first, you know what I'm saying? How old are you, did you say?
I'm 21.
All right. Oh, you're 21 years old. All right. I'm 56. And when I was coming up, you know what I'm saying, before you went to school and stuff, you know what I'm saying, your parents would teach you how to say yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, respecting elders and stuff like this here and stuff, you know what I'm saying? All right, through the deterioration, you know what I'm saying, of set goals and principles, you know what I'm saying, and ethics and moral responsibilities, you know what I'm saying, as us as adults, you know what I'm saying, we allow these things to start coming up in our communities and stuff and saying we allowed our children to start expressing themselves, you know what I'm saying, without tutorage, all of a sudden and stuff and saying, what do we have? Where we start coming? We got about a bunch of delinquency, you know? So my thing is today is that in order for us to live here and get back
You know what I'm saying? And I think we need to get back. You know, I really believe these are the good old days for our children. You know what I'm saying? These are their good old days. And I'm saying
that's
that
right.
In order for us to live, you know what I'm saying, and get back to our good old days and stuff, I'm saying, we have got to be morally conscious of our behavior that later, that we display outside our homes.
I think that's true. Oh no, just left the air. That's the thing, because I think when we stop being morally conscious about what we're doing and what we're saying and how we're acting and how we're looking, that's when we, you know, we lost the mirror. It's just like someone having a mirror.
Yeah.
It's like somebody having a mirror, and knowing how they look at themselves in that mirror, and then having someone or something take the mirror away. Now we don't know how we look. Now we don't know how we're acting, how we're talking. You know what I mean? You know, and what Ona was talking about, you know, I totally agree. She says that, you know, not every, you know, when people are comfortable in their ways and they, you know, they're stuck in their ways, and we know that. Well, you know, we're out in the streets and we see these things, you know what I mean? That's a given. But see, the given, we can take back a community. That's easy. I mean, it's not easy if we're doing it by ourselves. It's hard. But it's easy to take it over together. You know what I mean? Just like when parents do become parents, when teachers do become teachers, and leaders do become leaders, it is easy to take over a community and to become the community that we once were or that we need to get back to. You know what I mean? So it is, it's obvious that, you know, folks will be stuck in their ways, and that's hard. You know, when people are stuck in their ways, It's kind of hard to take over a community, because, you know what I mean, we need their participation too. You know what I mean?
And one thing I know for sure,
yeah.
Alex, is that in my time and Ono's time, and we may not see exactly everything that we want for our community, but if we give up, we really won't see anything for the future of our family. So some of us just have to keep fighting for what we can fight for and do what we can do. If nothing else, a sister like Ono is definitely needed, somebody that can say, look, here's a critical thing. Think about it the way I see it. Look at it the way I see it, and look at how I feel about it. And there's thousands and thousands of people that feel the same way I do, that think the same way I do. And now what are you going to do? So then we have to decide, what do we do? How do we at least work with a sister like her? Because I really admire her for her boldness to come out and say what she feels. But I also admire the fact that a young man like you, Alex, is saying, I want to talk about it. I want to have the real issues about it. I want to be one of those that breaks the barrier. It's a barrier that we have in our community that if we can't break it, let's at least restrain it from being so critical in our neighborhood. And one of the things I want to do is when we talk about our homicides all over the nation, everybody says, even investigators and the police department say, everybody knows who our killers are, but we won't tell the police. We won't do what we need to do. We pay taxes every year. Every time we get a paycheck, a dollar amount comes out of our check, goes directly to the police department so that we can have safety in our communities and neighborhoods. And we pay them that money, and at the same time we say, but we don't want you to do your job. We will not allow you because we will not do what we need to do on our end. Every other community uses their police department for what they're used for. So we have to keep fighting, and we have to be strong, and we have to be tough, just like we need to be down at the Capitol. So many of us are so busy running our mouths, but who's down at the Capitol speaking for us and speaking on our behalf?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and I'm glad you did that, because, I don't want you to think that we were attacking, because that's not what we're about. Because we thoroughly acknowledge what you were saying, and that's the thing. We need this, you know what I mean, in order to talk about what needs to change. You know what I mean? And she mentioned that we can't change the world. Well, obviously, you know what I mean? That's a given. We can't do the world. We can't change everyone. But as a whole, we can filter out negativity out of our community and cultivate it to the way that we need it to be. And that's a reality. That's just facts. That's, you know, if enough people, if our whole community gets on one accord, like Gil mentioned, then that's how we do it. You know what I mean? So it's not negative for her to come on air and say that, because That's just an issue that we got going on in our community. You know what I mean? Miss Lenita, are you still with us? Because it's kind of loud in the background.
I'm with you, Alex. I'm still with you.
Okay, it's kind of loud back there. I was wondering maybe you forgot you were on there.
I thought you had me on mute. I'm sorry.
No problem. I had you on mute. It was okay.
Well, you know I'm at the barbershop and I'm working as I'm listening, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Okay. So make sure that I got you on here live. So if you wanted to say something, you can just go ahead and butt in.
I mean, you know, I've listened to all the comments and stuff and everything. And, you know, just like you said, Brother Alice, we're not on here for attack or anything. But as an older person, I'm 55 too, you know, as an older person, I know that a change has to come. This is nothing like the way I was brought up. The children are taking over and it's nothing good. And my mama, you know, just like my mama told me, just because your daddy was a pimp don't mean you have to be a pimp. What I'm trying to say is to that, Brother Alex, is with the technology that we have available in the world today, there's no sense in nobody being a da-da-da-da-da, okay?
Right,
There's so much good stuff out here to come out of whatever, if you know how they said you can make a bad situation out of a good one. Well, it's enough stuff out here that the kids can make all these good decisions and stuff. And just like Brother Gil said, we have to do positive energy now. We have no room for anything negative. So, I mean, when negativity is around, you know, we have to, you know, like, rebuke that, you know, and bring positive things around for these children to do. And my number one thing is love. You know me.
Right.
Without love, there's nothing.
Right. Right, definitely. I have a caller on here with the 7184. Aaron, is that you? I have a caller here with the 7184. Aaron, is that you?
Yes, this is Aaron.
How you doing, Aaron?
Hello? I'm doing wonderful. Doing good.
Right.
Walking through the street.
All right. So we're talking about lacking unity in the black community, and Miss Lenita just made a valid point, you know, that it's too much resources out there. There's a lot of resources out there that's out here for our youth that we shouldn't have any bad decision makings, and you know we shouldn't have to. You know, there's more to it, obviously, but I just want to hear your two cents. How do you feel about our community and the shape that it's in, and why we lack so much unity with it?
Because they're really doing this for the kids to be safe in the community so they can have something to do, stop all this killing, trying to be have us be a different person than the white people think we are, because we know we're very different than people think they point us out. They make
definitely,
us look bad, but we know we ain't bad, though. People just...
Definitely. But I'm talking about why do you think we have so much lack of unity?
Really? Because why we got so much lack of unity? Because people really, like, I really don't know why we got so much lack of unity. Because people, like, y'all people trying to help us out, but people don't want to help. They think we can do it by ourselves, but really people can't do it by themselves. They need help, but they ain't focusing to do it. The people jumping out of school at a young age, they want to gang bang. That stuff is not right now. They killing people for no reason over what you bang and not. They ain't killing people over no money. They killing people over, say, this and that, disrespecting this person and all that. Everybody used to be friends when they was young. When they get older, they want to change and stuff because they move, they stay down here, and then people stay up here. It's just like all crazy.
Right, and I also want to clarify that you know people shouldn't be killing each other over money either. It's not worth to be killing anyone. Period. You know what I mean? And that's the thing because we do these things because that's what's glorified, especially in our community. You know, a lot of things is glorified in our community when it comes to crime, rather than our music or. Right. It's a lot of things. It's a combination of a lot of things. You know, like I mentioned the other day, I was talking to my boss, VJ, and we was talking about, you know, how KMOJ is right in the neighborhood, you know, right in the middle of what everything is going on. And my comment was, well, if we're going to do something about changing the community, that takes every kind of measure.
You got to change yourself.
Exactly. And it takes measurement. It takes action. So my thought was we should boycott songs that's promoting violence.
Yeah.
We should boycott songs that's talking about drug dealing. Because how many of young people are dying because of drug dealing and because of gang and all that kind of stuff? And we're playing it on KMOJ and on radio all the time. I can't help what they play, obviously. But my thing is, if we're going to take action, if we're going to talk about stop selling drugs in our community, then we also got to stop playing music about selling drugs in our community. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Right. So
that's stuff right there, making the kids, with the kids young, they suck all that stuff in like a sponge, and they grow up and probably want to do their stuff with their family when they did. That's just like a bad influence on the little kids.
Right, it is. It's absolutely a bad influence. You know, we got too many, we have too many, you know, popular artists out there that's promoting this stuff. How do you feel about that, Gil?
Alex, I feel that, you know, like self-expression, man, saying through artistic means and stuff, saying should be controlled. Especially when you're learning, you know what I'm saying, and you're putting out false images and stuff, you know what I'm saying, that's going to lay up here and promote negative activities, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, like, and when we, when you know, like, and these, this music is targeted toward, you know what I'm saying, like young minds, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
People who are not really equipped to lay up here, you know what I'm saying, and decipher what is right and wrong, you know?
Right.
And I'm not saying that they want to take anything from our youth to take, because I think that our youth are very, very smart. I think they're very, very intuitive. I think they're very, very intelligent. You know what I'm saying? But as far as, like, the target area that this music is going after, you know what I'm saying? See, now all these rappers and stuff, you're saying, the gangster rappers and all the other things and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Now, they didn't grow up. They don't allow their kids to listen to their stuff. You know what I'm saying? They don't allow their kids and stuff. And saying their kids don't go to North. You know what I'm saying? Their kids don't go to the various community schools and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Now they go to private schools and stuff because they don't want their kids to be influenced by what they done made it and got rich on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So like
right.
when we got our kids, when you know we right now and stuff. You know what I'm saying we know. That you're saying, by us being conscious adults and stuff, and saying that we understand that we're in a physical warfare. You know what I'm saying? We understand that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but principalities of wickedness in high places. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So these people and stuff, you're saying, that are in the position and stuff, you know what I'm saying, to be role models and stuff, and saying, to be influential entities in our communities and stuff, you're saying, that they're invading the innocence of our children. You know what I'm saying? They're abating the poverty and the struggle that's taking place in our communities and stuff. And they're using that for their advantage to lay up here and to sit, you know, to set up their corrupted empires. You know?
Right.
And I know it might sound strange to people who, you know what I'm saying, who are not consciously aware enough.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that they don't understand and stuff. And saying that what they're fighting, the influences that is in impacting their lives and stuff, and saying are so much greater than them. You know what I'm saying? That this is something that's not just accidental. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, like if we go back off into the history of us as a people and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We go back, man, saying when we had solid foundation in our community.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When we had the church, we had the school, because we had segregation. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We were forced to lay up here and teach our children. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We were forced to live, you know what I'm saying, and go into our churches because our churches were social centers. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So many a time our churches were our schools. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So the forces that be recognized and understood and stuff, you know what I'm saying, that the unification that was being displayed in those churches. You know what I'm saying? And then they laid up here and they went about their own ways to lay up here and destroy that. So when they start bringing about the integration and, you know, of our races and stuff. You know what I'm saying? A whole lot of things start coming up. So, but I'm gonna say I don't even go through that. But what I'm talking about, we're talking about the unification, the disunification in our community.
Uh-huh.
What we have to get back to is that everybody's got to stop laying a pee, you know what I'm saying, and being so materialistically conscious. You know what I'm saying? Because we have enough money to lay a pee and support our children. But we got our children and stuff, you know what I'm saying, looking at a $150 pair of shoes as being, you know, that's what has defined them as adults. You know what I'm saying? Or define them as kids and stuff like this. We have materialization in our communities and stuff, you know what I'm saying, that's putting a division between us. You know what I'm saying? You got, I ain't got. You know what I'm saying? And we got people and stuff, you know what I'm saying, inside of our community that's exploiting all of that. So if we as a community are going to bring about some unification in our community and stuff, we first got to start thinking and talking on the same level.
Right. Exactly. And that's how, you know, that's all it is. You know, we just have to rebuild our foundation because the old one is still strong, but it's been corrupted. You know what I mean? It's been affected. And if we can start doing that, if we can start rebuilding the foundation, then that's what the whole unification process will start, because people will realize and recognize and understand that here's a group of individuals doing something for our community and it's helping. So I should get involved. Now, you know, for those who don't want to think positive, who all they know is negative, for those who are who's comfortable in their ways, pray for them, because eventually they will have to change. And notice how I say have to change. You know what I mean? And so, you know, I don't care what the, you know, what some people say as far as, like, you can't change the world. Well, we're not going for the world. We're going for our community. And if our community can change itself, and then which you can't, we have to be unified again to help change the community. If we can do that, then we can do a lot of other things.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Hey, you know, Tupac put it, you know, perfectly. He said in one of his records, he said, that I was told it's a white man I should fear, but it's my own kind doing all the killing here. You know, when they killed that boy and threw him out and threw his body out off into our community. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That was a statement. That was a statement. You know what I'm saying? That was the same thing the Ku Klux Klan do. That was the same thing the Nazis did. You know what I'm saying? That's the same thing that the Volker Grooves and all those people and stuff, the Vietnamese, the Viet Cong, that's what these people are doing, terrorists and stuff, you know what I'm saying? That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
They inflict, you know what I'm saying? They send their messages and stuff, you know what I'm saying, through acts of terror, you know what I'm saying? Acts of violence and stuff like this here. See, these are the things that, same thing with Vijay just said, these are the very things that we have to stop. We have to lay up here, man, and stop allowing our fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Our fear.
Definitely.
To lay up, you know what I'm saying, and dictate our actions. You know what I'm saying? We have to stand up and men today. You know what I'm saying? And take back our communities. You know what I'm saying? We have to lay up and educate and refocus our children.
Exactly. And we have 1 minute left, so we're going to pray out. I have final thought for real, so that before we have you pray out, Gil.
Okay. Cool.
So, we have to fight. That's our thing. We have a lot of adversaries coming after us saying we can't do it. That's our cue. We have adversaries saying we can't do it. I'm saying we can, and I know we can, and I have no room, just like you mentioned, Gil, to doubt myself and our community. We have no room. There's no more room for doubt. Now we got to take action from this point on. So I appreciate Ono's comments. But I have to disagree. I'm sorry, but we can do this. And it's reality. That's reality. So, Gil, pray us out. We have 60 seconds.
Father God, we just ask you, Father God, just to hear our humble cries, Father God. Father God, we ask you to protect our children, Father God. We ask you to protect our mothers and our fathers, our aunties, Father God. Father God, we ask you to lay up here and just put a wedge of protection, Father God, on our land, Father God. And Father God, we ask you to send some mercy down to our land. We ask you to send some mercy into the heart of all those that's trying to destroy us, Father God. Father God, we're praying for our babies today, Father God. Father God, we're just asking you, Father God, to just look upon us down here, Father God, and just say, well done,
my trusted servant.
Exactly.
Father God, because you have men out here, Father God, that will hear your voice, Father God, and they will hear
exactly.
your call, Father God. We ask you to guide our footsteps, Father God, and we ask you these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right. Tune in next week, Tuesday, 1 o'clock, Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dads.